This is the lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, a prominent businessman says Barbados must strengthen its services as CARICOM free movement is implemented. The Barbados Contractors and Artisans Cooperative is concerned about the lack of work for local contractors despite a construction boom. Barven calls for stronger security to protect vendors amid crime concerns this crop over, but reports preparations are going steady. A 3.6 magnitude earthquake was felt across several parishes in Jamaica, and Brazil vows to match U.S. tariffs after Trump threatens a 50% levy. Good afternoon, I am Crystal J. Paul. Details to the news just ahead. Prominent businessman and former president of the Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry, Eddie Abed, says he fully supports the move toward full free movement across CARICOM, but warns Barbados must be ready to handle the likely influx of people. Mr. Abed said the business community has long called for the free movement of people and capital within CARICOM, and he is pleased Barbados will join Jamaica, Belize, Dominica, and St. Vincent in implementing this by October 1st. Mr. Abed, however, cautions that with this growth, the country must ensure key services are up to the task.
I welcome this wholeheartedly. I think it's going to make a huge difference for Barbados. I have no doubt in my mind that we will be a well-sought-after destination. Of course, there are some caveats. Is the health sector well prepared to accommodate a boom in the number of persons coming here and will utilize that? Is our education system ready to be able to work with that much more people coming into it? Are all of the social services ready to accommodate it? And if they aren't, how quickly can we put the necessary in place to ensure that we are? Because if Barbadian citizens find that the quality of the services that they currently experience diminishes because of an influx of their CARICOM brothers and sisters, they're not going to be happy.
Mr. Abed highlighted Barbados' shortage of skilled workers, welcoming the chance to fill those gaps, but also urged that Barbadians be given equal opportunities to work elsewhere as more CARICOM countries come on board.
We currently in Barbados are undergoing a huge employment shortage of skilled personnel. You go on to any construction site in Barbados and the amount of accents you hear will make your head spin. So there's no question in my mind that we need more skilled personnel coming to this country to take up jobs that are highly in demand. I hope that there is a schedule where we will be told when the other CARICOM countries are going to come online to permit free movement, because the four countries that are going to permit it, we will attract the majority of those people who prepared to travel and move across the Caribbean. I would like to see that Barbadians are equally given the opportunity to go to other destinations. So those countries need to come on board as quickly as possible.
Prominent businessman Eddie Abed. The Barbados Contractors and Artisans Cooperative is raising concerns that local contractors are being overlooked, even as the country experiences a construction boom. Outgoing President Michael Harris revealed that many of their members have not secured a single contract for the year, alleging that most of the work is being awarded to non-nationals.
A group over 200 members are suffering in their own country in a construction boom. And the Barbados contractors have been tendering to bonfire and cannot receive a contract. We thought it would be transparency pertaining to bonfire. Up to this week, I went to St. Peter with 12 persons to go on a site to be a subcontractor and was told I cannot start work because 40 Mexicans on the same job. I am saying, how politicians that are representing constituents that is part of this association are refusing to build a database of their young men that went to the polytechnic and the skill training, and also artisans, to ensure that these persons get the first priority.
He is questioning the legality of the situation and is calling on government to bring a resolution to the matter.
The Minister of Labour have to ensure Barbadians working first. And once he is not ensuring that, he's in breach of the act. And I am prepared to be the whistleblower, pertaining to construction in this country. Bajans is suffering at this construction. Bajans that is 45 years have to contribute to the national insurance scheme. And if they are not working, they cannot contribute. Time they get 65, they will have no contributions in the system. The social economics is hurting Barbadians in construction.
Outgoing president of the Barbados Contractors and Artisans Cooperation, Michael Harris. The Barbados Association of Retailers, Vendors and Entrepreneurs, BARVEN, says it is making steady progress in preparation for this year's crop over, working to ensure vendors have every opportunity to benefit from the festival. Roving Communications Officer Robert Maloney said while BARVEN wasn't formally invited to the recent town hall meetings held by the NCF, he is confident the groundwork laid from discussions last year will see vendors actively participating once again, especially on Kadumat Day. Mr. Maloney told Starcom Network News their main concern is that vendors are not left out and will be included for the Cropover Festival.
Following from last year, we had those discussions that the vendors would have to be involved if the crop over. So from that meeting last year and discussions that was held, I reckon that they are continuing on that same projection to allow the vendors to continue to play their trade on most of the customary events, which would be the Bridgetown Market, climaxing as well with the crop over event. We are in full gear. We are looking to get our market set up for crop over this season. That is located there on the Mighty Grinder Highway. We have some persons all now trying to complete their preparations. Everything is on stream as it relates to the communication between NCF and BARVEN. Our main interest is to make sure that the vendors are not excluded and that as many as possible are included.
Mr. Maloney also stressed the need for a strong security presence throughout the festival, urging the NCF and law enforcement to safeguard vendors in light of recent attacks on members of the vending community. You're listening to the Lunchtime Edition. Minister of Training and Tertiary Education Sandra Husbands has announced that government is preparing to roll out technical and vocational training at the primary school level. Speaking at the West Terrace Primary School graduation ceremony, Minister Husbands underscored the importance of moving away from traditional models that narrowly define academic success and emphasized the ministry's commitment to creating a more inclusive educational environment. In Jamaica, a magnitude 3.6 earthquake struck the island yesterday, shaking several parishes. The earthquake unit at the University of the West Indies, Mona Campus, said the minor tremor occurred at 4:15 p.m. with its epicenter located southwest of Buff Bay in the eastern parish of Portland and the focal depth of 16 kilometers. The quake was felt in the eastern parishes of St. Andrew and St. Mary and the central parish of St. Catherine. There have been no reports of injuries or damage. The latest event follows a 3.1 magnitude earthquake recorded last month in St. Andrew. And finally, Brazilian President Luiz da Silva has said he is ready to match any tariffs imposed on Brazil by the United States. Da Silva was responding to a threat by his U.S. counterpart, Donald Trump, to impose a 50% import tax on Brazilian goods from August 1st. In a letter, Trump cited Brazil's treatment of former President Jair Bolsonaro as a trigger for tariff hike. Bolsonaro is currently on trial for allegedly attempting to stage a coup against Luiz da Silva after being defeated by him in the 2022 election. Recapping the headlines. A prominent businessman says Barbados must strengthen its services as CARICOM free movement is implemented. The Barbados Contractors and Artisans Cooperative is concerned about the lack of work for local contractors despite a construction boom. BARVEN calls for stronger security to protect vendors amid crime concerns this crop over, but reports preparations are going steady. A 3.6 magnitude earthquake was felt across several parishes in Jamaica, and Brazil vows to match U.S. tariffs after Trump threatens a 50% levy. That was the Lunchtime Edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network is a member of the OCM Group. I am Crystal J. Paul. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-2566-397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.